Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, be healthy, stay healthy. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You know, today we're learning that we have a lot of these syndromes going on. You know, one time we would talk about individual diseases, but today, you know, we're actually linking them together. But the funny thing is, and maybe not so funny, is they are all connected. So we have to have awareness. We need to be brought up to date on the things we should be doing and the things we should be looking for. Dr. Dodamo, when people talk about this quote-unquote metabolic syndrome that's going on today and all these metabolic diseases that are starting to hit us, this is kind of an umbrella over more than one thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they underlie. First, I just wanted to completely concur with everything that you and Natasha spoke about with the conflicting information that people get, lack of trustworthy information. So I'm so happy to be on the show with you today to address these topics. But yeah, I mean, when we look at metabolic syndrome, diabetes, and we'll just talk a little bit about the two of them. I mean, I guess we'll probably first make sense to talk about diabetes, and as most of you probably know, there are two types. Type 1 is an autoimmune condition where the immune system attacks the beta cells that release insulin. And then type 2 is, and this is what, this is the vast majority of people that have diabetes have type 2, but 90% plus, is largely a lifestyle-related disease of insulin resistance from poor diet, lack of physical activity. Used to be called age-related diabetes, but really now, sadly, we see children even with type 2 diabetes. And you know, I won't bore listeners with too many stats, but they are pretty striking. Between the two types of diabetes, the seventh leading cause of death in the United States, depending upon the numbers you look at, for 20 to 30 million Americans have diabetes, and many more people actually have it than have been diagnosed. It's likely largely underestimated, and it's increasing tremendously. I mean, sadly, we've seen a 400% increase from 1980 to 2014. So this is something that we really need to be aware of. And the good news is that it can be largely managed and prevented through lifestyle measures. And you know, there's a wide variety of dietary approaches, exercise approaches, supplementation approaches, and that can be helpful. Maybe I'll talk about a few of those now, if you like. I mean, there's herbs. Cinnamon is one that we think quite a bit about, managing blood sugar. Bitter melon, turmeric, fenugreek, good data on all of these. Other nutritional supplements, chromium, alpha-lipoic acid, magnesium. So all these can help, although I think really at the core from a nutritional standpoint is a lower carbohydrate and higher protein diet than most people are eating. It's going to help manage blood sugar, going to help resolve the symptoms of diabetes and metabolic syndrome. It doesn't end there. Exercise, sleep, managing stress, these are all things that matter, but I think particularly relevant today is talking about quality of these herbs and supplements because that makes a huge difference on whether it's going to work for a patient or not.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Dodamo. How much of this epidemic is our own personal responsibility?
I'd say a very large part of it. I mean, type 2 diabetes in particular. There are societal factors at play here that can make it difficult sometimes, and you do get the people to throw their hands up in the air with the information overload, but type 2 diabetes is largely a lifestyle-related disease. And that's it's good or bad news. The good news is that, again, it can be largely controlled if we, work on some dietary changes, maybe have some smart supplementation alongside of that, exercise, sleep, and manage our stress better. That's good news. So most of us have that power within us to either prevent these conditions from occurring or reduce the symptoms and impact on our lives.
You know, Natasha, we talk a lot about our digestive systems and our digestive systems that have become compromised, that are failing. How do you think our digestive systems relate to these, blood sugar problems and the weight gain and these syndromes that Dr. Dodamo was talking about?
No, that's a good question. Unfortunately for us, the change in the composition of the microbiota has led to this inflammation. And inflammation is the driver of metabolic changes that are linked to insulin resistance, obesity, and the trigger of this inflammation is really not known, but we are beginning to understand about the complex effects of the changes in the composition of the bacteria in our gut that's causing this inflammation, and the inflammation then leads to insulin resistance and our inability to process carbohydrates. And this leads, like I said, to a host of problems. And the more we, you know, talk in general and just try to throw ineffective probiotic supplementation at this, it's not going to work. That's why I said that standardization and an acceptance of a standard in each category, including probiotics, including herbs and things that you want to take to help with your diabetes or metabolic syndrome, need to be standardized. And we need to have, you know, guidance on the standardization because, unfortunately for us, even 20 years ago when I sat on standards committee, when we tested all the dietary supplements, virtually 80% of them didn't meet label declaration. And since our country is in such dire straits, and we know that specific organisms from the Lactobacillus genus do affect that change in the gut to help lower inflammation and to help guard that barrier that, you know, it's being, you know, compromised now by these bacteria, it's very important for us to know what probiotic organisms we're ingesting and what, you know, possible positive effect it can have on us, because we're trying to treat dietary supplements like drugs, and they're not. The fact is that we have to know what we're ingesting, what diet we're on, what exercise program we're on, if we're going to see the change. And that's why I like to give away, you know, free information on our website with a low-carbohydrate diet that's relatively simple. You don't have to buy a book. You don't have to, you know, find dozens of recipes. I find that people find it overwhelming. I really want to give people the best chance that they can get to start a diet. And we're updating the diet recommendation, which is made by a doctor, and we're also updating the exercise program. And this is what, you know, people have to start somewhere. You may not like the recommendations we make in consultation with your doctor. You may find things you want to add, but I want to get the conversation going. I want to get the conversation going about what is the right diet for each individual, what is the right exercise program, and for God's sakes, we got to have standards of, you know, specifically probiotic products, which I think is this tripod that that all of us discuss every week here on the Power of Health show, that's necessary to make the first move or the foundational move to start changing some of our health issues.
You know, Dr. Dinamo, you know, many times Natasha and I will talk about these amazing stories and the factual information on how using proper probiotics can dramatically change your life and in many cases reverse some of the things that we've been suffering with for a long time. When in regards to our health and the idea of this metabolic syndrome, is it reversible? I mean, are we allowed to reverse it? And if possible, what's the work involved?
You know, it's funny. That's a controversial area where they'll say once you have it, it's a lifelong disease. But I think the data are pretty clear that it's not actually. That if people make the necessary dietary changes, you know, they exercise more, they get their gut microbiota in order through probiotic supplementation, that they can essentially, you know, diabetes is diagnosed through blood sugar tests, either A1C or fasting blood sugar. And, you know, people through the right kind of lifestyle changes can get their numbers back to normal, even if they had once been diagnosed before. So it's type 2 diabetes. So, and again, you mentioned the impact of the microbiota. You know, most people will think about that and their digestive health, but it is crystal clear from hundreds and hundreds of studies now that it's much more than that. So Natasha mentioned inflammation that underlies many common chronic diseases, but, you know, you get into emotional health, autoimmune disease, of course, and certainly a metabolic health. I mean, there's a meta-analysis published last year that showed that probiotic supplementation can benefit glycemic control. So, you know, when we get the right kind of probiotic supplementation, that's the important qualifiers, the right kind. This can really benefit people with diabetes or metabolic syndrome.
You know, the interesting thing is, you know, people, if they would reach out just a little bit and do a little bit of homework, we would clarify a lot of the confusion that's out there. And, you know, but, you know, I have to point our finger either at our weakness or are looking for a quick fix, or mm-hmm. are buying into the idea that a pill will just fix everything. And I mean, I understand the frustration. We're human, you know, we want a magic wand and it doesn't exist. There is work involved. And, you know, Natasha will be the first one to tell you, Natasha, you know, when you stress bacteria all the time and people just, you know, kind of think about it. They kind of have an idea what bacteria is, good and bad, and they probably associate bacteria all with being bad and things that you don't want to have anything to do with. And people are still learning that our immune system, our life in general, our digestive system, and every part of our body is dependent on having a proper balance of good, healthy bacteria.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just want to give everybody a quick overview. Just remember, you have 27 feet of GI tract. In that 27 feet, you have a very complex ecosystem that is affected by your diet. Now, that diet and the abuse of antibiotics, note that I'm saying the abuse of antibiotics, has led to a shift in the composition of that very complex microbiota that is now processing food and creating inflammation and allowing certain types of bacteria to overgrow and become dominant and then create these disease states in the body, whereas you're storing fat, you're not burning fat, you have inflammation of the arteries, which leads to heart disease and the formation of plaque. This is what, you know, people are failing to understand, that it's the change in the diet and the lifestyle, the lack of sleep, you know, the eating foods that are loaded with bacteria. And this is one of my pet peeves. So we finally get people off the highly processed food and we get them onto, you know, salads and eating healthy. And then, they don't understand the concept of sanitation. I tell people that, unfortunately for us, that even our organic food has a larger load of bacteria than non-organic food. Does it mean that you don't eat organic food? No. It means that we have to lower that bacterial load by making sure that the vegetables and fruits we consume are washed, and that we don't eat the vegetables and fruits that have a large carbohydrate load, like maybe bananas or pears or grapes, so forth. So it's an understanding of where our bacterial balance is and what foods affect it. And the fact that we're now changing to eating all these raw foods, there is a problem, because these raw foods are introducing whole new hosts of bacteria into our gut, which may lead to other types of inflammation and problems that were not previously caused by the processed food that we were eating. So I think it's ignorance in this case is not bliss. And so that's why I offer tips for people, steaming their vegetables properly, not eating all vegetables raw, being careful what kind of fermented foods they buy, and specifically, if they don't understand the bacterial name that's listed on the fermented food, don't buy it. Understanding the bacteria that's found in a probiotic product, the standard that was read into Congressional Record for probiotic labeling says that each bacteria listed on the label has to be in descending order in the composition of the formulation, and it has to be specifically stated how much of that bacteria is in the product through a printed expiry date. Because without that, you have no idea what you're buying, and the mixture of all these bacteria in a probiotic product, it means that you don't have a chance to have any one of these bacteria truly affect the complex diversity of the internal ecosystem. People think that, you know, if you buy more strains of probiotics, it's going to have a more positive effect. That's not true, because you don't know how much of each of these bacteria you're ingesting. And since we do have what I believe is a national crisis in health, in our dietary habits, in our exercise habits, and in any supplementation intake, I think we have to really drill down and make each part of this understood by each individual. Otherwise, we're not going to make progress.
Dr. Dodamo, with all that information, what we're talking about today, as you do your consultations, is the hardest part when you're talking with your patients about the lifestyle changes, the supplements, or the diet?
That's a good question. Maybe a tie on all of them, but it actually is. I think that the exercise and diet is simpler than it may seem. Really, just cutting down on processed foods for the most part. I mean, again, getting people to make these stepwise changes. For most people that are suffering from diabetes, metabolic syndrome, any chronic disease, fairly simple. Just being more active, you know, not necessarily a custom-tailored exercise program right from the start, but maybe just walking a little bit more, taking the steps, you know, doing these kinds of things. The supplementation is a little bit trickier because, again, the quality varies so much. So, I mean, I think most people could benefit from a good probiotic supplement, but, you know, that's you need to get into kind of the details on that, or whatever the supplement might be with herbs, the same kind of issues. So to me, that's actually the most the supplementation is the most complicated part, just because the quality varies so much. So I recommend people look at products that have third party lab certification. You know, most importantly, products that have studies behind them, so research behind them. But this takes—I mean, so this part of the consultation of the patient experience is going to take a little bit longer than, you know, the real core tenets of good diet and exercise. It's a lot more precision necessary when we talk about supplements.
Are you seeing? And just a quick question: are you seeing this metabolic syndrome problem stay mostly within the United States, or as the world is adapting our standard American lifestyle and our unhealthy ways of eating, has this started to really spread in other parts of the world?
Sadly, it's spreading to other parts of the world. I mean, I think as we see our dietary sort of tendencies spread to other parts of the world, I think that's probably the biggest part. But it's becoming a worldwide epidemic, and it's a real problem. But it's one that has a solution through lifestyle. We just need to get people the right kind of information and really kind of work on how can we effectively change habits and get people doing the things that they should be doing.
You know, the thing that I think I like people to take away from this show is that we do have control over a lot of these things that affect our health. And one of the things that I think all three of us will actually say the same thing is you have to know your body, you have to listen to your body, and you have to treat your body with respect and put some things back in. You don't just get to sit back and wait. And I think Natasha will say the same thing. You know, she talks about her healthy trinity. And I think it makes great sense. It's the idea of a quality probiotic, a great diet, and on top of that, exercise that you can be consistent with. Natasha, you mentioned the diet. And how do people get that on your website?
They can go to our website and click on information. And it's posted up there, and we're refining it as we speak. And you can choose. It's a very simple diet. It's like a trifold. And it's not going to overwhelm you. This is one of the things I promise to people, that people get overwhelmed with buying books. And I can tell you from a personal experience in talking to multitude of people in 45 years that a very small percentage buys books and then really, you know, starts following the recipes and the diet and exercise program by the time they read the book. So we try to keep it simple. We give also the exercise portion. So if you go to Natron's website, you will find it under information.
Thank you. No, that'll be very, very effective for people. And it's not overwhelming, and it's got great information. Thank you. You know, today we're really talking about, you know, the metabolic syndrome, what's going on, how these age-related at one-time conditions are no longer just age-related. We're seeing them at all different ages, blood sugar problems, weight gain, blood pressure, cardiovascular. And, you know, they all talk to each other. And before you know it, we've got more than one problem going on. We have to follow a good quality diet. You need to make sure that you're checking out the quality and the background of all of the supplements you're using. Ask questions, you know, and deal with people that have the information and the passion to be able to help you make wiser and healthier decisions. The ball is in your court. You just have to have the information. And the whole idea of educating is to bring that education, but then start to apply the information along the way. It's a lot of information, but you know what? Take what you can, run with it, and change your life and make it a better quality of life if you can, because you'll be really, really glad that you did. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all of my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for listening, and stay well.